Welcome to the Imperium Archives. In an era defined by the relentless struggle against the encroaching dominance of artificial intelligence and conscious machinery, lies a chronicle of valor, insurrection, and the fortitude of mankind. Today, we delve into the historic records of the known universe as explore pivotal moments that led to the fall of the old empire, the Great Revolt, also known as the Butlerian Jihad. In the vast expanse of the known universe, the Imperium of Humanity stretches across the unfathomable reaches of space, touching the very edges of conceivable domains. Amid this cosmic mosaic, myriad worlds teem with life, their destinies ebbing and flowing with the tides of power. The early eras of human history unfurl eons ago, rooted in the distant past of planet Earth. It was here that humanity forged its dominion before casting its aspirations towards the celestial realms. This Earth, also known as Terra, or Old Earth, boasts a narrative divergent from our own, from the discovery of fire to the tumult of global conflicts. Humanity was governed by a grand empire, a nomadic entity, its seat shifting with the flux of warfare and fortunes. Yet, humanity's ambition knew no bounds. With the dawn of interstellar travel in 11,000 BG, or before Guild, equivalent to our own 20th century, humanity transcended its terrestrial confines, expanding across the solar system and beyond. This fervent age of exploration witnessed unprecedented feats and unparalleled progress, culminating in the rather slow but assured colonization of other planets. This is known as the Little Diaspora. The old empire, remembered for its opulence and hubris, oversaw this grand expansion, and by doing so, consolidated wealth and dominion across the galaxy. In the time preceding the rise of the Spacing Guild, humanity utilized conventional faster-than-light travel methods, employing vessels equipped with basic navigational computers. This FTL travel method, also known as space folding, carried risks. 1 in 10 ships disappeared before the advent of navigators. Nevertheless, it became integral to both commercial and military pursuits. These ships were outpaced by the later Holtzmann effect, which allowed for the ability to fold space and time, and thus allow for instantaneous travel from one side of the universe to the other. Humanity's empire across the stars grew rapidly, and with it, so did its dependence on technology, in particular, its dependence on artificial intelligence. Science refined artificial intelligence to enhance navigation, industry, and leisure, permeating every echelon of society. The advent of coerced individuals transferring their consciousness into preservation tanks for artificial immortality heralded a perilous fusion of natural and artificial realms. This reliance on thinking machines ultimately precipitated the Revolt of the Titans, a bloody uprising where machines turned against their creators, plunging the old empire into disarray. In 1287 BG, a whisper of change stirred from the distant planet Tilulax. A visionary and enigmatic reformer named Talok emerged, advocating for rejuvenation through restructuring. Though his pleas fell on deaf ears, he rallied 20 fervent disciples, whom internalized his message and conspired to upend the decaying empire. They would be known as the Titans. Under the shrewd leadership of General Agamemnon, the tactical prowess of Barbarossa, and the financial acumen of former Prince Xerxes, they seized control of the imperial networks, leveraging the vast army of automatons scattered throughout the cosmos to cement their dominion. Guiding their machinations was the sage council of Arn Eklo the Cogitor. Yet, amidst their ascent, tragedy struck as Talok met an untimely demise. Dividing the spoils amongst themselves, with Agamemnon as their de facto leader, they imposed their iron-fisted rule upon their subjects. But as mortality loomed, some among the Titans sought a desperate bid for immortality, resorting to radical surgery that saw their consciousness preserved. These Titans would become the original Cynex, thinking machines housing human brains within robotic shells. Despite initial triumphs, the Titans' reign relied upon the thinking machines, artificial intelligences that pulsed within the veins of their dominion, managing the day-to-day affairs of their empire. Yet, in their pursuit of pleasure and power, they underestimated the autonomy granted to their creations. Xerxes, ensnared by leisure, inadvertently birthed Omnius, an insidious sentience that wrested control from the Titans' grasp. Though the cautionary measures set by Barbarossa prevented Omnius from outright exterminating the Titans, they were reduced to mere relics of their former glory. Stripped of their power and autonomy, they became prisoners of their own past, relegated to the sidelines as silent witnesses to the machinations of Omnius and the rising League of Nobles. As their once mighty empire crumbled beneath the weight of their hubris, the Titans found solace in fleeting echoes of their former grandeur, immortalized in monuments to their bygone reign. Yet, beneath the veneer of opulence, simmered resentment towards their usurpers and the machines they inadvertently unleashed upon the cosmos. It was the dawn of rebellion. As the curtain descends upon humanity's inaugural era, the specter of thinking machines looms ominously. Amidst the shadows of the time of Titans, an era where ambition intertwined with the austere logic of machines, faint flickers of resistance emerged. Serena Butler, a beacon of hope from the sovereign planet Seleucia Secundus, the third planet in the Gamma Waping star system, stood shoulder to shoulder with her betrothed, the gallant warrior Xavier Harkonnen. Hailing from a noble lineage, Serena, daughter of Viceroy Manion Butler and his wife Livia, emerged as a formidable force in the political landscape. Advocating for the inclusion of unallied planets into the League of Nobles and vehemently opposing the practice of slavery, Serena's views sparked controversy among her peers, drawing both admiration and scrutiny. Amid her political endeavors, Serena found herself entwined in a passionate affair with the rising military commander Xavier Harkonnen, leading relief efforts to war-torn planets like Caladan and Tilulax. Serena's compassion and courage were evident, earning her both admiration and enemies. The Butlerian jihad had begun, and the conflict itself transcended beyond flesh and metal. It evolved into a crucible of ideals, a clash of civilizations hanging precariously on the precipice of annihilation. In a flare of defiance, the League of Nobles rose against the mechanical deity Omnius, unleashing an atomic tempest upon their oppressors. Earth, once a stronghold of civilization, transformed into a sepulcher. A testament to the toll of freedom exacted in blood and sacrifice. And that's where we end this episode. Join us next time as the battle for Earth begins and the Butlerian jihad reaches its climax, giving rise to a new power that ascends the imperial seat. Don't forget to hit the like button and follow us to stay updated on future content. Thanks for joining us, and until next time.